No.
It bothers me when people look down on the CFL because it does not deserve to be looked down upon. Global Football Reporter says Mr. Ambrosi just appeared minutes ago on a live broadcast from the Finnish American Football. Colin in Ottawa says Armando has found Randy. What's his reward? I'm not jumping on that. And what was the reward? $100,000 in Canadian Tire money?
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Are we live? Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the RP Show. Football Friday, as we like to call it. Episode number 288 of Canada's daytime sports talk show is on the air. I'm Rod. He is Dupes. How you doing, Dupes?
I'm good.
Good, good, good. I see a guy in Kamloops. Lauren Smith writes in. He says, good morning. Ready for some football talk. Well, you've come to the right place. Right, Lynch?
Yes.
Yes. We got a huge guest list today on the program. Hall of Fame Rough Riders broadcaster John Lynch is going to be with us. Edmonton Football Club receiver Greg Ellingson, Torrey Gurley, Cleveland Browns, Green Bay Packers alum, as well as Three Down Nation's Justin Dunk. But I got to tell you a quick story here before we get into the Quick Six show topics and all the rest. In this section that we call the rollout for flooring superstars, you see Lynch over there. His nose is a little out of joint. And I said to him, are you ready to talk football? He said, oh, I can talk now? Here's the reason. On the way up here, because I pick him up every Friday morning, people see it on my Instagram and Facebook stories all the time. We took a little detour through Tim Hortons to get this, and it was like a half hour to 40-minute detour, more than it normally takes, like 5 minutes.
Yep.
Well, in that time, Lynch asked me approximately 3,773 questions about various things, i.e., do you watch Bloodlines? No. Do you watch Law & Order? It's my second favorite show, John. Because of the girls? No, I like this storyline. I tell you what, John. Let's play the game. Let's see who can be quiet the longest. Now, you've never had kids, so you don't know that game. But you used to say in the back of the car, okay, kids, whoever stays quiet the longest gets a prize. They didn't talk. Like, he actually was able to do it for like 10 minutes.
Whoa.
So then we get in here, and he goes, can I talk now? So he's ready to go. He's got NCAA things. He's got NFL things and obviously CFL things. And let's get it rolling with the Quick Six show topics, by the way, please. Thank you. I saw from the viewers very early on writing in the Facebook Live comment and the Prairie Mobile text line. Big news day. Very excited about CFL news today. And then Dave Naylor from TSN, the CFL insider, just dump water on it all. Last night.
I know.
And it's, what the exact quote was, basically, I don't expect an announcement from the CFL on Friday. And I don't think people have figured it out just yet, but Dave is speaking on behalf of the Canadian Football League and the owners and governors and presidents. So that was coming from them. So I apologize for the people that are writing in and saying, ready for some news. I've seen a ton of people saying it. There isn't any. Now, somewhere along the line, we heard that today was to be the drop-dead date for the announcement of a season, and people said that came from Justin Dunk. We'll get clarification because 3downnation.com's Justin Dunk is coming on later on in the program today, but there will be no announcement. So, for the 87 times I've been asked in the last 24 hours if the CFL will play, I don't have an answer for you. And you know how I know that there is no answer? The CFL doesn't know.
Yeah.
And sorry to go off on a thing here, but I also did hear this morning that the CFL is preparing to prepare Winnipeg to prepare the city for the bubble. Okay? They're outlining it. And TSN broadcasters and the behind the scenes workers have been told to prepare for beginning in mid-September to be in Winnipeg.
Well, that's good news.
So there is that.
There is good news. Interesting. It's disappointing that there's no announcement, that there's nothing today, especially, you know, when we've been somewhat promised that, or at least led to believe that today was a drop-dead deadline. And it may be a deadline, but it doesn't mean that there's going to be an announcement. But we want to know. We want to know that news is coming, or that there's going to be football, or even we want to know that there's not going to be football. We're tired of the dance.
We want some closure.
We want some closure. Tired of the anxiety of, are we playing or are we not playing?
I've got several more points, but this is number one. So don't expect any announcement from the CFL today. That from TSN's Dave Naylor, whom we trust implicitly. Point two, Cody Fajardo was dealing last night in our Thursday night football computer simulated game. We now are very close to 80,000 viewers as of last night. Saskatchewan beating Ottawa 27-14. Cody Fajardo fired 3 touchdowns, and it was a lot of fun. You did a great job of the color yesterday.
400 yards passing.
409.
409. I mean, he was good. Had a little blip in the middle where you thought, no, it's going to revert back to last week, but... That was a lot of fun last night. And Ottawa looked good.
They did.
They just couldn't finish things off. Couldn't finish drives.
They're 0-7. But don't give up, Red Blacks and Ottawa. They're coming. And we had a lot of viewers last night from Ottawa.
We did.
Which I'll come back on. Point three, Lynch wants to talk a lot NFL. And I did drop the news to him that the Buffalo Bills have sent all their rookies home after 2 positive coronavirus tests. I don't know if you saw that in the news or not. It's coming up in my sports update. That is... Captain Obvious will tell you that's not good. Mm-hmm. That's just the Bills. I don't know what's going on around the rest of the NFL, but that's one topic that we'll get to. Point four, NBA returned to play last night. The Lakers beat the Clippers 103-101. Clippers didn't have their full lineup dressed, but they did have Paul George and Kawhi. I don't know who's going to win the West. Shoot, I don't know who's going to win the East. But what I do know is it's going to be hella fun. And that was like an all-star game last night.
Yeah.
LeBron, AD, Paul George, obviously Kawhi, all on one court.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it gets you excited a little bit about it. I can't wait till the games really mean something and you get to the playoff part of it. But yeah, it's cool. And they're doing something right, you know, in the NBA and NHL as well. They've got to figure it out.
Back up the truck for a second. Richie Leone writing in, the Red Blacks punter, who we saw far too often in the game last night, Richie. Did you not see it? It was a punt fest from Richie. And in some cases, John Ryan. He says, Ottawa 0-7. Come on, Rod. That game is absolutely unbelievable. Richie? What was the record last year? Oh, yeah. 3-15.
Yeah.
Have another sip of coffee and have a Snickers bar. Point five, CEBL last night. It was just one game. The Ottawa Blackjacks were dealing. They beat Fraser Valley 78-76 at the Meridian Center in St. Catharines. And the reason I talked about those Ottawa viewers last night of our sim broadcast, they were all excited saying, well, maybe the Red Blacks didn't win, but at least the Blackjacks won tonight. They were on it. TSN 1200 radio in Ottawa is doing the play-by-play of the games. I don't know if you saw that. You probably didn't.
No.
I got a news release from them. So people are getting excited into the CEBL. And there's a doubleheader today. Edmonton Stingers against the Niagara River Lions, followed by the Saskatchewan Rattlers versus the Guelph Nighthawks. And I would have worn my Rattlers gear today, but it's too dang hot to wear a fleece hoodie. Bunny hug.
Yeah.
So I will be sporting it. Maybe I'll get into the T-shirts next week. But we're getting close to the end of the round robin of the CEBL Natty. And everybody's in it. Everybody's in it. Everybody has at least one win. Point six of the show topics. NHL musings, if you have any. I mean, we didn't watch any of the games live last night because we were doing our sim broadcast. But the Habs did look flat. This is one thing I'm hearing. People, only one preseason game to get ready for the playoffs? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But the Habs need to get their act together and fast, or they're going to be shoveled out the door fast by Pittsburgh. Ryan Reeves potentially awaiting discipline. Did you see his shot? Yeah,
I did. I saw the hit. I don't know. Maybe the elbow was up a tiny bit, but you know, and targeted the head. But I hope not. But that's, you know, trying to get into the games and get into them quickly. St. Louis didn't look very good either, you know, in their game. And of course, my pick with the Panthers. They need Bobrovsky to get playing. They looked really bad the other day against Tampa. So I'm really excited for tomorrow and Sunday.
Those are some. Yeah, 5 games. My Oilers, that's one of my 2 teams. They're playing the Blackhawks. Your Leafs facing off against Columbus, but they're not playing tomorrow.
They play Sunday.
Yeah, they're not part of the quintuple header on Sportsnet. Nelson Hakowich writes in regarding the CFL bubble. He says, with BMO Field being part of the NHL bubble for players to do some rec activities, when there is a CFL season, where do the Argos hold camp? Well, if they're playing at all, Nelson, they're all going to Winnipeg. There's no camp in your home city. That's the way I read it, and that's what we're seeing with the NBA. We're seeing that with every league that's playing in a bubble. They didn't have a camp at home,
right?
And that'll be the case with the CFL, so don't worry about that. Brian Warishin writes in from the Lions Den podcast, another day, another deadline comes and goes. Wake me up when this nightmare is over. That's what I said earlier in the week. Like, I don't even want to talk about this until we have some news.
Yeah.
And then it became news that there might be an announcement today in the form of a drop-dead date. We're told that's wrong. All I can forward to you is the rumors, the innuendo that I'm getting from CFL types, and that is that they are planning for a bubble in Winnipeg. Preparations are being made, and TSN staff, some of them, have been told to prepare to be in Winnipeg for 3 months, beginning mid-September. So that is good news. Sorry that I don't have more. So those are the quick six show topics, but I got a couple more here before we break and bring in John Frenzy and Greg Ellingson of the Edmonton football team. Notice what I didn't say there.
I noticed it right from the beginning.
Thank you. And I
thought that's pretty seamless. You know, you've changed already. That's fast.
I know how to do a few things. One, rock star of the day yesterday, Gene Principe of Sportsnet from his patio in Edmonton. Oof. Two, I was at a small gathering of business people last night. I know I'm going fast here, guys. Look at the rock star logo up. Yeah, that was Gene yesterday. Small gathering of business people last night, a bit of a summer thrown together thing. Some of the things that I came away with. And it's good to get together with a group of guys like that because I'm usually just around our peeps. Yeah. Just to visit with some other people for a change. They say, are you guys literally having as much fun on that program as it looks like? The answer is yes. They're like, good for you, man. National TV, Game Plus. We're all watching. So that's great.
Yeah.
These were age 30 to 50 business executives, financial planners, communications people, business owners, some influential people.
Movers and shakers.
Men and women. They said, Rod, you need to do more writing. We miss your writing. Your 10 things columns, you need to do more. And I said, okay, well, if you notice, my wife's got me golfing and skiing and water skiing and racing cars. And so I'll try to do more, but I'm trying to enjoy this summer, too, for the first time in a real long time. And they said that we need to advertise the show more. I said, we'll call DuPont and get him on that.
Yeah.
That's his thing, not mine. I just sit in the chair and yak. One thing I want to talk about with Tory Gurley and Frenzy later is if you do opt out, how much do you need to worry about losing your spot, i.e. Donta Hightower? Probably not too worried, but there's 36 NFLers that have opted out now. He might headline them. How good do you need to be that you don't worry about somebody taking your locker when you come back?
You got to be real good.
Like real good.
You know, I look at a couple, like it's something that we talked about in the CFL, right? And a reason why guys might come and play for $9,000 because you got rookies who come in all the time and, you know, they might take your spot. And if you can get a guy who's going to bring the production and he's only going to cost you $85,000 or $75,000
oh, yeah.
as opposed to $150,000 or $200,000, you're going to take it. The guy I think, you know, maybe made a bad decision was Damian Williams in Kansas City, who's decided to opt out, the Chiefs tailback. There's already been talk about the rookie that they drafted coming in and really seriously battling for reps with Damian Williams in the lineup. Now that he's stepping back, it's the rookie's floor, and he might not give it up.
That's exactly it. Chris Jones opted out, did he not? Laurent Duvernay-Tardif did for sure.
Yes, the
which
guard.
Reminds me about Lynch. We're winding around the Safeway in the mall parking lot, and he goes, that Kansas City offensive lineman, he opted out. The guy from Montreal, what's his name? I said, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. Yeah, but what's his name? What's his name? I just said it. Oh, it must be a French thing. Moving on. How good do you have to be to not have to worry about losing your job? You got to be darn good.
Or have a really good ironclad contract that they don't want to get rid of.
Richie Roy, watching the program, a magician, says if Winnipeg gets the bubble, we should call it the snow globe. We got snow globes around here, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. I think we do.
Yeah.
Winnipeg's getting the bubble. It's not an F. Let's just call it the snow globe. I like it. In the Slurpee capital. One other interesting thing here, and I won't go on for far too much longer. I get a bold prediction, and I also want your take on this. Randy Ambrosi appeared via video, taped video, on the telecast of the Finland Pro Football League kickoff yesterday. And he is getting ripped neck to navel by players and media and the CFL for doing that. Some of the comments I saw today, Rennie Paradis of the Stampeders called him a clown and said, where's your priorities? You need to be dealing with this, not sending a video over there. Didier Ormajust from RDS, that's the French language TSN, he's a good friend of mine, he ripped the commissioner for it. And Lynch and I were talking in the car about he's a leader, Randy. He can't do anything now without getting criticized. It's a Trump-Trudeau kind of thing. They get ripped for everything they do, too.
Yeah.
Should he be getting ripped for the video in Finland or not? Or is it even going to matter what he does anymore? He's going to be criticized no matter what.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what he does. And he's going to get criticized, and that's fine. But, I mean, can the guy have a cup of coffee in the morning? You shouldn't be having that cup of coffee. You should be working on the players, right?
That's where it's at.
Like, you know, DuPont, you shouldn't have the cup of... You shouldn't be sitting on the show. You should be working on getting revenues up, you know, or whatever.
So you should just shrug it off, basically.
Yeah, you should. I mean, but at the same time, as easy it was to send a video over to Finland, you could send a video to the players and say, guys, I feel your pain. I'm working with you. Here's where we're at. I don't have information to pass along, but we are working every day, and we'll continue to keep the lines of communication
ding, ding,
open.
Ding. There you go. You just nailed it. My friend Joe Baker, the touchdown maker, writes in, longtime Rough Riders equipment guy, says, good morning, all. Happy birthday, Joe. Came up in my Facebook feed. And Clark tells me we have just a couple minutes left here in my ear before we break and bring in John Frenzy and Greg Ellingson and get to a sports update. So here's my prediction after talking to some people in the league over the last 12 hours. This is what I think is going to happen. Ottawa's going to write the check to underwrite it, but it's not going to cover all the costs. It'll be a portion of them playing in Winnipeg in the bubble because that is going to be extremely expensive. You saw the health officials saying you can do it, but you need NHL-type health and safety protocols. Well, that comes with cash. Because the NHL has unlimited resources and the CFL really has none. None that they're willing to spend. So they'll get the money from Ottawa. The players are going to vote to play because guess what players do, Darren? They play. And they want to play. And there's an unending supply of players. So if you want to opt out as a CFL player, great. Nobody's going to hold it against you. But somebody's going to be in your spot. They're going to come play. Believe me, they will. So Ottawa's going to come to the table. The players are going to come to the table. But in the end, the owners are going to kibosh it because it's going to cost them too much money. So it's going to be on the owners. That's my prediction. We're going to get this baton really far in the relay race, and then it's going to be dropped near the finish line. That's my prediction on this Friday morning. But any thoughts in 30 seconds or less?
Have you seen the NHL, the videos they're putting out, taking you on tours of the safety protocol so the players get from the hotels to there? There's gates and security on the street. They're doing a great job in explaining it. So anybody who has any questions, watch the video. It's awesome. You know, we need more of that when it comes to the CFL. Just talk about what you're doing, even if it's not a lot.
I'm not sure they're capable of pulling it off.
Yeah. It's a lot.
See you later.
Yeah.
You'll be back.
We'll see you in an hour or two.
All right. John Frenzy in next and Greg Ellingson of the Edmonton Football Club. This has been the rollout for our friends at Flooring Superstore, and we'll be right back. You're watching the RP Show Football Friday edition across North America on Game Plus TV and listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait. Do it right now. Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse is a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody, on a Football Friday. Greg Ellingson just tuning up. Can you put the camera on John Frenzy? Hall of Fame Rough Riders broadcaster John Frenzy. How are you, buddy? Frenzy? All right.
Great.
Good to see you. Hang on. We're going to get to a sports update here. Michael A. Taylor's second home run of the season helped the Nationals knock around Hyun-Jin Yu and beat the Blue Jays 6-4 in Washington. The Jays are now 3-4. Jays' upcoming series in Philadelphia has been postponed after the Phillies reported that two staff members tested positive for COVID-19. The Phillies say all activity at Citizens Bank Park has been canceled until further notice. The Jays are going to spend the weekend walking around D.C. Zach Werenski and Gustav Nyquist scored 18 seconds apart to cap a three-goal first period, and the Columbus Blue Jackets held on to topple the Boston Bruins 4-1 at Toronto's Scotiabank Arena Thursday in NHL exhibition play. The Predators blanked the Stars 2-0 in Edmonton, and the Golden Knights spanked the Coyotes 4-1. And defending champion Brooks Koepka matched his career best with an 8-under-62 for a two-stroke lead in the FedEx St. Jude Invitational. Mackenzie Hughes of Dundas, Ontario, is the top Canadian after the opening round. He's at 2-under. And here it is, Lynch. The Buffalo Bills are the first team in the NFL to send their rookies home and hold training camp remotely after two more players tested positive for COVID-19. Defensive backs Saran Neal and Dane Jackson both tested positive, upping the team's total to 5 since rookies reported July 21st. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room. Lynch and I went there for lunch yesterday. What'd you think of it?
Great. Fabulous place.
There you go.
It was great, but facility is something else, eh?
Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. I'm holding for Greg Ellingson. Perfect. So, Lynch, you were all excited for some CFL news today, an announcement, and then... It didn't happen. So what's your Friday take on the state of the CFL?
Oh, boy. Well, like, this has been ridiculous. Supposed to have been last Friday, or last Thursday was a shutdown day, and then it was Friday. Then it was Wednesday this week, Thursday this week, now Friday. It's bad. They don't seem to be doing anything. They're not getting anywhere, but you don't know about any progress. The occasional writer will write an article about the whole thing, usually very negative, because they're frustrated too. They don't get anything out. They don't get any news out. So I have to say, I guess it's too much for these guys. These are supposedly smart men. They should be able to put this problem and this situation together and work it out. So we could at least have a 5 or 7 or 8 game schedule.
Well, it's going to be 6 if it's anything.
6, yeah. Anything in the fall. But it seems to be baffling them. So I think they're going to shut it down. I don't know what else can happen. I mean, I got up this morning at 5:55 to find out what was happening. Nothing's happening.
That's right. And there won't be. Well, I paused this for a second. The poll question today is for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. Who is the best goalie tandem of the Western NHL teams? Jacob Markstrom in Vancouver, Calgary's tandem of Riddick Talbot, Edmonton's tandem of Smith Koskinen, or Winnipeg's Connor Hellebuck. The leader is Connor Hellebuck of Winnipeg. And it's funny because Brian Warrish is watching from the BC Lions Den podcast. He says, poll question is weird. Vancouver and Winnipeg only have one player listed. Demko is a good young goaltender. Blame Clark. It's his question. By the way, Richie Leone writes in. He says, tell Greg I miss my big bro. Well, that's good. There's two outstanding heads of hair, Richie Leone and Greg Ellingson.
That's right.
Greg, formerly of the Red Blacks, and he's now with the Edmonton Football Club. Now, if there is no CFL, by the way, as you well know, we're going to be talking about NCAA and NFL.
Yeah.
And we have them? Okay, so you hang on. Lynch has tons of thoughts on the college football scene and obviously the NFL, and our NFL insider, Tory Gurley, is coming up in hour two. But we welcome to the program Greg Ellingson of the Edmonton Football Club. Let's bring him in. There he is, looking good as always. How you doing, Greg?
Oh, I'm good. I'm hot right now.
Yeah, are you in Florida? Are you in Florida?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that? I'm going to, okay, listen, I'm going to start with this. Richie Leone just said to say hi. He's watching the program. I think he's in Alabama. He said you are his big bro, he said. How hard was it to leave your crew in Ottawa and go to Edmonton to join Trevor Harris? Was it like one of the most painful decisions of your life?
Oh, yeah, Richie Leone, he always refers to himself as my better-looking brother. Yeah, I mean, it was tough. Like, that was definitely one of the hardest decisions of my life, especially that night before going into free agency and just kind of, you know, weighing out all the decisions to be made and, you know, what I was going to do. You know, I definitely didn't sleep that night before, you know, going over it. And ultimately, you know, the game of football, you know, as much as you love it, sometimes it doesn't love you back. And, you know, for my best interest and for my future, you know, I had to move to Edmonton.
Boy, are we ever... I know you wouldn't have expected these questions right off the start. I know that, but you know, there's not a whole lot to talk about.
Details that you want.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I appreciate it. Thank you. So you go to Edmonton, and you and Trevor had that magic, but it didn't seem to be enough parts last year. But then this year, it looked like everything was going to be coming together. So I mean, I'm sure you're itching to get onto the field. I mean, let's just assume there's a season, Greg. What do you think the Eskimos are capable of this year and moving forward with the new head coach and the pieces that they put together up there?
You know, I mean, continuity is one big thing, and especially when the coaching staff comes in. You know, it's kind of one people way is a bad thing, and other ways is a good thing. You know, one way it could spark a, you know, fire up underneath you and get guys motivated with a new coach and really feel inspired. Kind of like when, you know, went to Ottawa and, you know, I was with those guys that had been there before, but you bring a bunch of new guys in and kind of recreate the culture and you light a spark up and kind of inspire people that, you know, you're capable of greater things, even if the last season didn't go as planned. So, I mean, I don't know Scott personally, but I know coaches that have been underneath him. Jamie Elizondo, I know Moss has worked with him too. And you have guys that kind of work together and you know how they work and what they bring to the table. I've heard nothing but good things about him and how he attacks and strategies against defenses and, you know, what he's going to go with and some of the plays, you know, a little bit similar to what I've already ran before. But I was excited, you know, I was ready. I still am ready. I've been ready. I always kind of pride myself on being prepared and being one of the hardest working guys in the off season, so that when it comes to the season, you know, camp seems pretty easy and I could just run around like a maniac.
John Lynch here, Greg. What about the situation now? They're going to make a name change.
Not asking about the Eskimos. We're not asking about that.
Okay.
No. Now, you mentioned Jamie Elizondo. I got to ask you this. We've had our we've knocked heads in the past. I think you were on the field at walkthroughs when he was kicking me out of Red Blacks walkthroughs all the time. Which is whatever. But you guys had such success there with him. And actually, I talked to the Rider DBs, and they're just like, they're running all over the field. They couldn't cover you guys with the Elizondo offense. And then he goes to Tampa Bay and did pretty well down there after he took over play calling from Mark Trestman. What is it about Jaime Elizondo that makes him such a good OC and hard to defend?
I mean, one of the things I always respected about him is besides football, he was always a part of the mental aspect of things. You know, just believing in yourself and kind of that law of attraction. He was also a big, like, into FBI books. I remember going into his office, and he always had, like, these interesting books that were, you know, about leadership and how you can get better. And he was very fundamental, especially with Trevor Harris, because he's very similar in that aspect of being mentally engaged and how you can better yourself on the field mentally when it comes to crucial situations and clutch time performances so that you can meet those standards that you have set for yourself instead of, you know, maybe falling short at some people in those high energy, high tense moments. You know, some people cramp up and, you know, get tight and might not make the play that they're used to making. And they were both very big on that. We used to do little drills as an offensive group and, you know, with this sheet that had all these arrows that were different colors, go different directions. And you'd have to like clap your hands as your mind's working and announce everything and say it verbally. And, you know, something that's engaging and kind of brought our guys together. Things like that to make themselves better. Our guys, you know, were a little hesitant, but at the end of the day, it brought our group tighter, and you know, that paid off in the long run.
It should be a great league this year. I mean, if we can get some football in the West, great teams in the West, I think it'll be very, very exciting.
Oh, the West! I mean, after being there for a year, you could see the passion that the Western Conference has. You know, especially when it comes to like Labor Day and the rivalry between Calgary and Edmonton. But you got Winnipeg and, you know, Saskatchewan. I mean, all these teams that when I'm in the East, you kind of see what they're doing. You're like, ah, you know, we have the same stuff, but you have a different appreciation for it when you're actually over there and you can see how passionate the fans and the Plains are.
Yeah, I got to ask you that actually, Greg. It's a great question. You've been around the CFL long enough. Talk about games in the West versus games in the East, because the atmosphere is really good. I put Ottawa up against anywhere in TD Place Stadium. Montreal, when it's rocking, is great. Tim Hortons Field always sells out. But are the games themselves more intense? Did you get a sense that it was like almost a playoff game every week in the West Division?
I can't really say that just because I'm a big believer that, you know, every game you're going to come into with an intensity that you're going to win and that you're going to put everything you practice every day. You go through the off season, you know, obviously unfortunate times right now, but you go through every off season with the plans that you've got 18 games to play and that every one of those 18 matter just as much as the other. Maybe towards the end of the year, if you're, you know, already positioned to be at the top of your conference and might maybe have a position to fight for a bye week, that might be a little bit different when it comes to those things. But as far as game to day, going from conference from East to the West, it's the same to me. I mean, I guess you could look at it a little bit, and they used to hype it up when I was in the East, where you're going to a West team and it's going to be a tougher battle because those teams are supposedly better. But, you know, in that sense, we took it as like we're underdogs. Like, oh, they think that the East team is just going to be easy to, you know, run through and they're going to have an easy game. Well, you know, to their surprise, you know, we had a lot of success in the West just like we did the East. At the same time, when you're in the West, you're like, oh, man, we're going to battle these games because it's a Western opponent. And you have to, you know, when it's one of those teams that you have to have that 2-point advantage on, that means that much more.
That's right. You're right. There's only 18 cracks out of that you get. I totally get that for sure. By the way, as a Tampa kid, a Florida kid that you are, played at Florida International, when did it dawn on you these cold weather games in Canada are not going to be a lot of fun? You've survived and thrived, but you weren't used to playing games like that. What's your worst memory of it?
Oh, worst memory? I think that's why I'm so tolerable with the conditions now and just have fun and embrace it was my first year up there when I was in Hamilton in the Grey Cup and Saskatchewan, actually. That week before the Grey Cup game wasn't the worst of it. It was that week building up to it. I remember going out there and I was a Florida guy up there running through a blizzard pretty much. Like the ball's traveling to me. There's so much snow. It's like 25 yards down the field. I could barely see the ball coming through the white of the snow. And guys were getting frostbite on their hands because they just normally tape their hands up and their ankles up just like they normally do every week. But they don't take into account that the circulation in your hands are going to, you know, they're going to get the blood vessels are going to get smaller just because of the cold. And guys were having frostbite going into that Grey Cup game. And, you know, for weeks and months after rehabilitating it.
Oh, it was brutal. I think it hit minus 50 that week. And I know some of your guys got frostbite for sure. Jason in Red Deer's watching. He says, hey, Greg, mad respect for a great receiver. I especially loved watching the infamous Snow Angel. I mean, he was with the Eska, I mean, Edmonton football team. What do you remember about doing the Snow Angel after the big play?
Appreciate it, Jason. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's one of those, you know, moments where you could say, all right, that Florida boy is definitely an honorary Canadian now, just because, I don't know, we're just having fun with it. And we're talking about how, you know, I had those cold games before and we joked about it that leading week. Like, if we're going to play in that much snow. I mean, I remember running my routes and waggling downhill to the line of scrimmage and actually doing a little skip and smacking my cleats together so that the snow would come off, so that when I'm running my route, I felt like I could have more grip. Maybe it did nothing, but mentally it made me feel like I was had more footing in the ground. And then after that, you know, after you score that touchdown, there's so much snow on the ground. I just, you know, had fun with it. And the hill over there, we had talked about, you know, doing something maybe. And I just ran over there and jumped on the hill and started doing my snow angel. And I think the biggest memory of that moment was after the game, seeing fans sending me DMs or tagging me in videos of their kids jumping in their backyard, and they're out there doing snow angels and sending, you know, that's the stuff that's the reason you do it. You know, we do this, yes, for our personal, I guess, goals and achievements that you want to achieve, you know, how great you think you are as a football player, and you want to prove it every week. But at the same time, you know, the enjoyment of seeing someone have lifelong memories from moments that you can create on the field is definitely something special. And that's one of the things I miss about football right now.
Well, you are one of the reasons the CFL is so great and a must follow on social media, because you do engage with the fans. Last question. We only have a couple minutes left. Greg, how are you staying in shape? I have no doubt that you're ready, waiting for the call. What's your daily workout there?
Yeah, I'm ready. Actually, just now before we started this interview, I don't know if you can see me sweating still a little bit. But I don't know how good the high definition is there, but actually just finished 100 miles this month as like a goal that, you know, I set for myself at the beginning of July was to run 100 miles. And especially in this heat, that's a challenge. You know, I'm normally preparing for a game every week, going through new plays. I'm on the field every day. And this is a way to keep myself ready in case we have a season, was to run 100 miles. It's something I've never done. I also had like 8 other people, friends, and, you know, Chantel, who was one of our psychologists in Ottawa, she joined me on this. And, you know, I'm proud of everybody that finished it. And there's 8 people that can, you know, during this time when people aren't as active, to come together and, you know, do something like that was a lot of fun, actually.
Well, good for you for using this time positively, obviously, and we knew that you would. And your career just paused. You got a lot of years left in you, and good ones, Greg. I can't wait to see you guys back together in Edmonton. So thanks for the time today. Stay safe. And again, hope to see you sooner than later.
Oh, thanks for having me. Take care.
Thanks, Greg.
Greg Ellingson joining us from the Sunshine State, where he's ran 100 miles in the month of July. He will be ready to go. Look at this resume. Jacksonville Jaguars, 2011. New Orleans Voodoo, 2012. Tampa Bay in 2012 and 2013. Then the Ticats, Red Blacks, and Eskimos. He's a guy that you can't take your eyes off. 3-time divisional All-Star. Great Cup champion. An absolute CFL stud.
Yep, outstanding football player.
Joining us, absolutely.
Makes some big plays. Knows how to get open. A winner all the way.
We're going to take a pause. Load them up, the questions, folks. It is a Football Friday. Frenzy and I will do our best to answer them for you here. Coming up, Tory Gurley and Justin Dunk. Prairie Mobile text line numbers 306-840-8777. That's 840-8777. Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaaS telemobility dealer, and you can load up the Facebook Live wall, too. You are watching The Rod Peterson Show across North America on Game Plus TV Network. Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Daytime sports talk is where it's at. And we got a lot of topics to get to. It is a football Friday. Stanley Cup playoffs open tomorrow, of course. So I want to get Frenzy's thoughts on that. But we do have some breaking news from our friends in the NLL, the National Lacrosse League, for the Saskatchewan Rush. The captain remains at the helm. Three-time NLL champion and two-time All-Pro Chris Corbeil will return to the Saskatchewan Rush for the 2020-21 season. Rush GM and head coach Derek Keenan announced a new one-year deal for the stellar defenseman on Friday. That is a day after the Rush re-signed back-end pillar Kyle Rubish. So the Rush are getting their club together. You were noticing the spots in the earlier commercial break, Frenzy. Yeah. We are big supporters of the Saskatchewan Rush, and it is mutual. So good news out of the NLL. By the way, the show is brought to you by Bidzy. Do you have a job and don't know who to contact? Bidzy it. Do you own a business and want to be alerted of nearby customers? Bidzy it. Big or small, Bidzy connects businesses and people to jobs. Post your project on Bidzy.com for free today. Now, Lynch, you had a lot of questions, and one was on the Eskimos' name. And you said, what's the odds-on favorite for the new name? And you folks tell me, the viewers, I don't know that they have an odds-on favorite for the new name. And it's not like this caught them completely off guard. They obviously knew that this was coming.
Yeah. Sponsors withdrew their support. They didn't like, they wanted the name change. All of a sudden they wanted the name change, and this time they gave in. They realized they had to do it. Such a big sponsor, and it, you know, so one of those things. You hear Trappers. It's Trappers. Empire. Empire fits in there pretty good. Empire.
I think it does, but the president, what's his name, Chris Person?
Yeah.
Saying that it's not going to be the Empire because it has some negative connotation. I would hate to be naming a team right now. I really would.
I'm saying
green
and gold.
Somebody.
I'm saying green and gold, but apparently not a chance. I think it's going to probably be Empire that'll come down to it.
No, they said no. The president
well, then if that's the
said
way,
no.
I have no idea what's going to be.
People have said the Edmonton Eagles, which just doesn't really excite me.
No. Edmonton Coyotes.
Former Eskimo players and coaches I've seen on their social media are tweeting their Grey Cup rings with the EE logo saying Edmonton Empire. They even believe that it should be the Empire. But what? You got executives that are afraid of offending more people. What is the negative connotation to Empire other than Star Wars? And Darth Vader, because it's mean.
It's mean.
Isn't that what you want?
It's all controlling. It's dominating. It's cruel. I don't know. The thinking these days is unreal.
Well, and by the way, one of our viewers says, I really hope they go with the Edmonton Energy and get an energy company to sponsor and dump Bel Air Direct. That's the company that started all the noise for Edmonton. And I said to Lynch, you know, I went on a rant a few weeks ago saying you can't have sponsors dictate how you do business.
No.
And maybe I'm completely out to lunch. A lot of times I am. But what happens if Bel Air Direct, at the end of their current contract with the Edmonton football team, walks away? What if they say, oh, we can't afford it anymore. See ya.
Team's in trouble.
You changed the name of the team.
Team's in trouble.
You can't leave. As a matter of fact, you should be paying triple to four times what you're paying because you changed the name of the team.
Eskimos from 1958, 1949. I mean, it's been unbelievable. Never would think, there's no way I would have thought that name would change, ever.
Me either.
I thought they were solid. But I thought the Washington Redskins were solid, too. I couldn't believe that. So if they can change it down there, I'm sure the Eskimos can. I hope it's a logical name that we accept, not a weird one. I'm afraid of that. Like, name that the Seattle Seahawks got, or Seattle Hawks.
The Kraken.
The Kraken, was it?
The Seattle Kraken.
The Seattle Kraken. No, I was warned about it. And it was as bad as I was warned. It just doesn't turn me on.
Lauren in Kamloops watching. He says, I'm sticking with the Edmonton Elk or Elks. That doesn't really blow my skirt up or peel my banana. But Jeff Kabilis watching. I believe he's in Winnipeg. He says, the Edmonton Ewoks.
What are
make this happen.
What are Ewoks?
It's Star Wars. Watch it in the third edition. The Empire Strikes Back, probably my favorite one. Sherry Petty says, the Edmonton Excellence. And Brian from the Lion's Den podcast says, colonialism is the complaint of snowflakes for the name Empire. I think they should just call on the Empire, have a news conference, and say, if anybody has a problem with this, deal with it.
They won't.
And put on some shades.
They won't. I think it's going to be one we haven't heard, and we're going to call it weird, and I don't like that. Because that just really tearing things up. Everybody gets upset. And a real controversy.
By the way, Nelson Hakowich, our VP of Sim Events, writes in, and he says, Bel Air Direct and Boston Pizza best pony up and honestly should be funding the Eskimos' entire 2020 bubble season. That's what I'm saying. You have your sponsors dictate how you do business, and then they can walk away at any time, and then what? But we do have sports back, and we'll be spending more time on NBA, NHL later on in hour two when we're live on Facebook. But I made this prediction, Lynch. Let's get off the name stuff. Gosh knows we've heard enough about that in July. My BLP, my bold Lynch prediction, and you heard it from the couch earlier, is that Ottawa will write a check for a certain amount of money to the CFL, the 40-ish million that they want, 40-some million. The players are going to vote to play because they want to play. You just saw Greg Ellingson. He's ready to go.
Yep.
The players are going to play, but the owners are going to kibosh it because it's going to cost too much money. The Ottawa money isn't going to cover it all. Shoot, somebody told me it's going to cost $1 million just to feed the players alone in meals. So I think the baton's going to be dropped just before they get to the finish line. That's my prediction, having talked with enough people. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, I've thought an awful lot about it, as you know, and talked to a lot of people. I don't think it'll happen. I think they might go a long ways, just like you're saying there. Then in the last minute, drop the ball. Using the money thing, and I guess it's legitimately so, just don't have enough to run the thing properly, and they'll want to get going for next year, making a big play about next year being great. 21, which I don't know. I mean, that's...
But it's a good, it's a really good point, by the way, that just maybe scrapping this year and looking to 2021, but one of the viewers, Jeff Krieger, says it doesn't matter. What if they never play again? And that is a heck of a point. And I don't really want to entertain Debbie Downers, but he's not being Debbie Downer. He's being realistic. I'm sitting there thinking, if this league folds, which today, one of the text messages I got from a league mover and shaker, the F word was used, fold, for the first time. And I'm thinking, the last play that we saw was the football hitting the crossbar in the West final.
Oh, that's right. That's cruel. But again,
I know.
Well, you and I drove by the stadium again yesterday. I was crying as we went by it.
Yes, you were.
I love that stadium. It's the best in Canada. It's one of the top 10 best football stadiums in North America. We got it. We've used it for 3 years only. We've got to use it. That's what gets me. These guys have got to show us. The guys who are running the Riders now have got to show us.
It's not just them, Lynch, though. It's every team's in this.
Yeah, but they've got to be able to manipulate enough, help, fight, do whatever you have to do to some way get some kind of football there this year. You say six-game season, I'll take that.
That's what it's going to be, if it's anything. From Carlos Legena, one of our viewers in Indianapolis watching today, says the longer this drags on, the more players are going to bail out. We've seen a number of them drop in the past month. People, myself included, thought deadline day was today. We all did.
Yeah.
Well, what you thought was July 1st. Now we're into August and still having this conversation. Look, viewer takeover when we come back. Whatever you want. NHL playoffs tomorrow. NBA started last night. All kinds of topics on the table. We haven't even touched NFL, Lynch.
That's right.
You have a Tampa Bay story you want to get to. So that and more when we come back. You're watching the RP Show. Canada's daytime sports talk show continues after this. You're watching on Game Plus TV Network. Listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to this show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rob.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the viewer takeover segment where we answer your questions. You can write in Prairie Mobile text line or write in on the Facebook Live feed. Coming up in hour two, we're on Facebook Live only. NFL alum Tory Gurley's going to be with us. CFL and NCAA alum, too. And also Justin Dunk of Three Down Nation. But to the text line for Prairie Mobile from Metal Shingle Guy Lynch. He says, new league, brand new rules. I'm ready for Pro Bowl NFL Canada. How do you feel about NFL Canada?
Very realistic
Canada?
About things. We may have to change our thinking. Something completely new. Can we do it? Well, I think we can. We probably can. We're very, very flexible people in Saskatchewan. And we know our
You
football.
Need to stop thinking about within this rectangle and start thinking about from coast to coast.
Yeah, well, okay.
Because it's not just the Rough Riders that are in peril for the first time.
If the Riders come
it's
on
an entire league.
Like they can make sure it happens across Canada. I think it can happen across Canada, a complete new league, and everybody be happy. Right now, there's too much hesitation. Man, oh, man, it's just ridiculous how this is going on. And I don't know what they're doing.
Does it bring a tear to your eye to think that the CFL might die and that NFL Canada might take over?
Oh, are you kidding? You won't want to talk to me. I'll be walking down the street.
Without your shirt on?
Yeah, outside of Regina.
You had a Tampa Bay story. You've been watching the Buccaneers coverage.
Tom Brady is really happy to be in Tampa Bay, but it's new. He's getting a little bit lost there and shy. He needed a real good place to live, so he talked to his old buddy, the old baseball buddy, his old buddy, Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter is going to give him, virtually for nothing, his beautiful palatial suite down there in Cottage to live in.
It's not a cottage. It's a mansion. I've seen it. It's got like four pools.
Yeah.
Anyways, continue.
To live in
Tampa.
Tampa, while he's there. And then he went to practice, and he started throwing the ball. He got there, and he started throwing the ball. Guys are catching the ball here. And he threw the ball to a tall guy on the other side of the field, very high, an impossible catch. And the guy goes.
He was wearing a mask.
Yeah, wearing a mask. The guy was wearing a mask. And the guy goes up and just touches with his finger and catches it. Yeah, it's like nothing. He throws him another one on the other side, same thing. Then he throws him on the run one, and he just fingertips it, makes a beautiful catch. And then he comes and grabs one off the surface. He said, what the hell? Who was that guy? There's some other good guys there, but he didn't know who this guy was. This guy's not in his program. So he went over to see him. He grabbed the guy and pulled his mask off. Sure enough, it was Gronkowski.
They're having fun in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, they are. I mean, that's a pretty nice security.
Which reminds me, both Gronk and Tom Brady have been telling their friends, football is fun again. And I would say, look out for the rest of the National Football League. Because you could see how Bill Belichick would just suck the fun out of football.
Oh.
Now I know he's responsible for 6 Super Bowls for Tom Brady and all the rest. But relationships sour, and both sides are happy, which, by the way, I know you think that the Patriots are going to go in the tank.
Last
place in the division.
I do. Belichick showed his real character there. He felt that he was the reason this team had been so successful, the Patriots. And he have anybody at quarterback, because he's such a great coach, they'll keep on winning. He could take anybody. He doesn't need to pay exorbitant prices like $45 million, $50 million for a player, for a quarterback. So that's
I need to stop you right there. Sorry. Just a couple quick comments. Greg Ellingson's watching from Florida. He did the interview, stayed on the line. He's watching. He says, this might be the new norm. We need to adapt, not disintegrate. What do they say? Evolve or die. And the CFL is paying for a very large price right now. of not evolving for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
We're going to keep the discussion rolling into hour two. It will be on Facebook Live only. We'll be joined by Packers Browns alum. We'll be talking NFL with Tory Gurley. He's also alum of the Toronto Argonauts, Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and for a brief time, the Ottawa Red Blacks. And Justin Dunk will be joining us from the CHCH Hamilton Studios. He of 3downnation.com to talk all the latest CFL news. For John Frenzy, DuPont, this is Rod Peterson saying we'll see you Monday, 10 a.m. Mountain, right here on Game Plus TV.
While there's smoke, there's fire.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.